Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, October the 12th. It's National Savings Day, and it's time for Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's banking department. Did you know that out in Alberta, most bankers are independent cowboys? They are loan arrangers. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A terrific Tuesday indeed. Currently 19 degrees, working our way up to a high of 21 degrees. Looking pretty good until we get the rain a little bit later this evening, but let's just enjoy the beautiful day while we've got it. And for today's random daily shout out, it's to profits, which of course begs the question, if I give you a penny for your thoughts and you put your 2 cents worth in, difference.
Profits.
I thought that was like a whole different profit. I was going a whole different direction there on that one.
We're going to separate church and state here.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Oh, my. Oh,
praise be the Lord to us.
Well, there should be a lot of interest in National Savings Day, a day to recognize those who value the act of saving and to provide simple steps to show that getting started isn't as difficult as it may seem. I heard last week, a friend of mine is a teller at a bank and they lost their job. An old lady asked him to check her balance and he took her over. I still had a check around from a while back that I forgot to deposit. So I went to Kmart to deposit it and they asked me for ID. And I said, are you telling me that other people are trying to put money into my account and you're telling them no? But really, banks need to do a better job of keeping their ATMs filled. Last weekend, I went to 4 ATMs to try to get some money and they only had instant funds. So they got to stock those up better. All right, it's time for Tunes with Tamik, what are you... What are we listening to today? Do you remember Gilbert O'Sullivan's banking song? Alone Again.
No, I definitely don't know that one. I went the non-money route today. And do you guys remember Swedish House Mafia? I don't know if you remember that dude. They did a song called Don't You Worry, Child.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. So, anyway, they have a song actually called Save the World, which, man, I needed some saving this morning because I am so tired. And as everybody knows, when you're tired, you're like, okay, I finally got to work. You turn on your computer and to James's point, Teams isn't working. Nothing is working. You're like, really? Is this how it's going to be today? So this song kind of gives me a little boost today. Into the streets, we're coming down. We never sleep, we never get tired. That is a damn lie, but anyway, we move on. Suburban fields and suburban life. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down a skyline, watch it in prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now, turn up the love. Who's gonna save the world tonight? Who's gonna bring you back to life? We're gonna make it, you and I. We're gonna save the world tonight. So what that tells me is you can't do it alone, people. If you need the help, hire it. What you gotta do, beg and borrow, ask a friend. Sometimes we're tired because we're trying to do it by ourselves and it's just not possible. So, we're gonna make it, you and I. We are going to save the world tonight. So that is my pick today, Save the World, Swedish House Mafia.
Nice little pick-me-up on a kind of a slow, draggy Tuesday, as you described. So, all right, everybody, got to reach out and help someone today. Give a hand up to somebody who needs it. It's time for Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, what have you got for us today?
Hey, it's Tuesday, and I got some tech for you guys. Has to do with saving some money. So I'm going to be covering some ways to save money. And the first step is before you start saving money, you need to figure out how much money you're actually spending. And what's the best way to do that? The best way to do that is through a budget, right? So my tool I'm recommending today is a very good budgeting app. It's called Every Dollar. Right? Go check out that app. And if you're online and you're spending some money and you also want to do some saving, you can check out the Honey app as well. But please remember, sometimes it tells you you're getting a discount. It doesn't mean you should put more items in your trolley, because you're going to end up spending more than you initially wanted to spend. And that's how they pull you into buying stuff you don't need. So go check out that app. Girl? It's called Every Dollar. Yes.
The Honey app. Is that when your wife says, well, we're actually buying this to save money?
I can definitely relate to that, Paul. Like yesterday, my wife was online buying some stuff, and it said, okay, to get free shipping, you need to spend $20. And the shipping was like $6. I said, listen, you're going to be spending $14 more. Let's forget about that. Right? So, yeah, they trick you with all these ways for you to spend more money. You're not actually saving anything. So go check out those apps. And the last thing I want to suggest is, if you want to make sure that you save, is just, you can do it everywhere you go. Every bank has stuff set up automated, right? So you can automatically put a transfer in to save some money. So go into your checking account. If you want to save $5 every 2 weeks, just say, I want to save $5, send it to my saving, and it will do that for you. So those are the tips from me. That's it. From Ventures with Venturo. Start saving some money, everyone.
Wealthy barber, pay yourself first is principle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That Honey app, is it related to the Honeydew app? That's just a generation app.
List maker.
I found a new program for investors to reach out to me since I've abandoned Word with Friends. They've now gone to Twitter direct messaging.
Wow.
I had to satisfy somebody that I was pretty satisfied missing out on a great opportunity to invest in AI trading. I really don't know what it is, but I'm going to pass on this one for now.
Yeah.
All right, it is Tuesday. Time for Tuesday trivia.
You know, speaking of, spouses and spending, did you know that 90% of spouses say this phrase to their wives or husbands, you know, money doesn't grow on trees? And my retort is always that, then why do banks have so many branches?
Rooted in wisdom, Paul, as always.
Oh gosh, there should be an app for all that wisdom. The Honeydew app for... All right, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Tuesday. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.